family's got sputin', it was bound to end in shootin', so just listen and I'll tell you what I saw. Now the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, and they took up family feudin' when they'd meet. They would shoot each other quicker than it took your eye to flicker. They could knock the squirrel's eye out at 90 feet. All their shooting started one bright Sunday morning, when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he slept in the Martin's hen house, cause of course they needed eggs for breakfast too. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they reckless mountain boys, but old Grandpa Coy is gone where angels live. When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain, cause they punctured him till he looked like a sieve. So the Coys, they started right out to avenge him, and they didn't even take time out to mourn. They went out to do some killing where the Martins was distilling, and they found old Abel Martin making corn. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they reckless mountain boys, but old Abel Martin was the next to go. Though he saw the Coys a-coming, he had hardly started running when a volley shook the hills and laid him low. After that, they started out to fight in earnest, they scarred them mountains up with shot and shell. There was uncles, brothers, cousins, why to bump them off a dozen, just how many bit the dust, it's hard to tell. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, at the art of killing they'd become quite deaf. They all knew they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. The one remaining Martin was a maiden, and as pretty as a picture was this grace, while the one surviving boy was a handsome Henry Coy, and the folks all knew they'd soon meet face to face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they reckless mountain boys, but their shooting and their killing sure played hard, and it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy had both swore that they would finish up the job. One day they met upon a mountain pathway. Henry raised his gun and aimed at Grace. He was sought to pull the trigger when he seen her pretty figure. He could see that love had kicked him in the face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they reckless mountain boys, but they say their ghostly cousin gives you chills. Her the hatchet sure was buried when sweet Grace and Henry married. It broke up the best darn feud in these here hills. You may think that this is where the story ended, but I'm telling you, them ghosts don't cuss no more. Cause when Grace and Henry wedded, they fought worse than all the rest did, and they carried on the feud just like before.